The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's G-E-L-A-T-I-L-O-L. All right, good afternoon, everybody. It's currently about 4:40 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, March 19th. We have a four-match slate for Wednesday morning coming up. Just a quick recap of the LPL. This was a good LPL day for us. It was looking a little sketchy at times, but ended up being a pretty good one. First match, we had LGD versus Weibo. LGD winning this series outright. I'm not going to go game by game on this one. LGD covered the kill spread in map one with honestly just a blowout win. Pretty controlled, wire to wire. Did not get our over 1.5 Barons home, but we did get the kill spread home. Kind of wish I played some money line, but that's okay. Map two, Weibo came back with a decisive win. Zhaohu's Tulia is very, very good, but they kind of just won that pretty decisively. Game three, it was looking pretty rough for LGD, I thought, anyway, just because, like, the compositions that we had in here. But Weibo just, like, completely botched a cross-map trade. It was, like, an objective for Nexus kind of deal, like Baron for... I think it was Elder for Nexus. Just a bizarre, bizarre decision, and they ended up losing this series in kind of spectacular fashion. This team is having problems. I think that's pretty evident at this point. I've been giving them the benefit of the doubt over and over and over and over and over. But I got to tell you, folks, this is, it's not good. I do think, we've talked about it a lot. I think LGD are probably underrated by the market. Like, I think everybody understands that they're probably better than their record, but they've been struggling to get games across the finish line. These two were very decisive. Like, the two game wins they had, or the first game was very, very decisive, and the second one, it wasn't clean, but they made a strong decision, which is something they'd been struggling with, and it paid off for them. So, yeah, I don't know. It wasn't how I thought this series was going to go down, but, you know, we got there on part of it. Second series, WE versus ThunderTalk Gaming. ThunderTalk Gaming with the best series I think we've seen from this team since I can remember. And they had a couple good series last year. They weren't a terrible team at all, but they absolutely beat the shit out of Team WE today. Like, this was not particularly close. Like, they controlled both these games wire to wire. They showed an up-tempo look. They beat the up-tempo look that WE showed. They looked good today, like, legitimately good. This is the best series I've seen from this team in a long time. Yukao looked absolutely stoked when they won this series. He was, like, slamming the desk, jumped up. Like, he was pumped, man. This team is in line to make playoffs. And honestly, it's incredible to say this, but, like, WE, after the impressive start that they had, WE are now, like, it's possible they don't make playoffs. I don't think it's likely, but it's possible. Like, they're now 17-17 for game score, 7-7, like a perfect 500. They're right there with OMG and Anyone's Legend and LNG and Weibo. Like, this was a must win for ThunderTalk if they wanted to make playoffs. They only have two matches left, and, you know, if they win out, they'll be 8-8 and potentially squeeze into, like, that 10th spot. But this was a must win for them, and they got it done. So, huge win for ThunderTalk's playoff chances. Not that we think really they're gonna have that big a shot at that. They play Fun Plus in week 9, and they have a match later this week against Top, so I severely doubt they actually do make it, but, you know, expect a game effort from them in those series. We ended up plus, it was like 2.1 units for the day. Pretty good day for us. All right, moving on to the Wednesday morning slate. We have week 8, day 3 in the LPL. We have LNG Esports, minus 238 on the money line, minus 1.5 mass at plus 135, plus 1.5 at minus 746 against Anyone's Legend, plus 173 on the money line, plus 1.5 mass at minus 181, minus 1.5 at plus 436. Most notable thing in this match is that Tabe is taking over at head coach for Anyone's Legend. I forgot to mention trend stuff, my bad. Anyone's Legend, the most notable thing here is Anyone's Legend 5-2 against the map spread as underdogs this season. LNG are 3-5 against the map spread as underdogs, 5-3 outright as favorites. Kill total under team, notably 14 out of 21 matches as favorites have gone under for LNG with an average kill total of 23.75. As I mentioned, the most notable thing here and the thing everyone's talking about, because it's hard not to talk about him because he's just an entertaining guy. Tabe taking over head coach for Anyone's Legend. Kind of weird timing. But I'll admit, like, I thought it was weird timing. I thought it was a little bit weird from BLG last year, too. But in 2023, he turned BLG were kind of like this, to use an LS term, like a control deck style team, which is like they're just going to play scaling. They're just going to keep it slow paced early and rely on their good players to outplay late. That's kind of like the kind of team that they were last year. And he turned them from that into like this like crazy good up-tempo team seemingly over the course of a couple of weeks. It was really, really impressive. A complete makeover of like not like he didn't change any of the players, just a complete makeover of the team. Now, that team was significantly more talented than this Anyone's Legend team is. I'm not sure he's going to have the same kind of results here, but it's going to be worth monitoring. I don't think this like makes Anyone's Legend magically better or anything like that. But keep an open mind and be ready for that to be the case because Tabe has shown over many years now that he's pretty good at this when he gets involved. Now, all that said, LNG have been like steadily improving, but it's like baby steps and they still have a lot of question marks with this team. This team should still be significantly better. I think there's maybe a chance that we're seeing a bit of a changing of the guard in the LPL. Some of these veteran players have just not been having good seasons. A lot of tread on those tires. We just got to witness Weibo today. LNG kind of reek of that a little bit. Like something about this roster is not working out for them. That said, like I still give the benefit of the doubt to such an experienced roster and such good players. I mean, most of this team is still playing really well. It's not. Like, I don't think this is as severe a situation as, like, Weibo. Like, LNG are still playing. Like, the players are playing really well. They just don't play well as a team. They don't look that coordinated. They have a lot of suspect decision-making in the mid and late game. And when you're carrying a deficit at 20 minutes in most of your games, that's a problem. They have a lead at 20 minutes in just 44% of their games. Like, Anyone's Legend have a higher percentage of, like, leading. I think they're at, like, 48%. 17.6% significant lead at 20, not great either. Like the LNG have not been a good team this season. They're kind of getting there. Like right now, like this is a must win for them. Like they're at 6-7 in matches right now. They're in this huge clusterfuck in the middle of the table in the LPL. They have 3 matches left. So they have a match in hand on most of these teams, but they really, if they want to actually secure a playoff berth, they probably have to win at least 2 of their next 3 matches, probably all 3 of them. And they play Anyone's Legend here. They play Team WE later this week. And on the final day of the season, they play Rare Atom. So this is also their last onside series. They're going to be offside for the last 2. So I think you have to kind of lean toward them because they have side choice and because of the players on this team and because we don't know what AL are going to look like with a new coach in the first week. But I think this price is just so out of control that you just have to bet Anyone's Legend. And I really can't stand betting narratives like this sometimes, but like it has nothing to do with Tabe taking over. I just think the number is too big. And I don't usually like betting into unknowns this heavily, but the number is just way, way off here. LNG have not shown you enough to be consistent enough to be warranting this price tag. So I played Anyone's Legend plus 1.5 maps at minus 151 for 1.5 units. Anyone's Legend moneyline plus 203 for 0.225 units, and Anyone's Legend minus 1.5 maps at plus 524 for 0.1 units. Alternatively, you could play this on map 2 if you choose, but I just thought the series price was too big that was an even bigger edge, so that's what I played. OMG plus 774 on the moneyline, plus 1.5 maps at plus 190, minus 1.5 at plus 1107 against Billy Billy Gaming, minus 1722 on the moneyline, minus 1.5 maps at plus or minus 264. Billy Billy 13-1 outright as favorites, 12-2 against the map spread. OMG 3-4 as dogs, 4-3 against the map spread. OMG are starting Linfong. Linfong's been their LDL mid laner for the last 2 years. He's a very, very unique player. Kind of shades a little bit of Doinby. I haven't watched a lot of, like, I think I've probably seen this dude actually play a game like once or twice in my life. You know, I watch very little LDL, but I do once in a while. I try to watch the good teams and the good players, and I've caught a couple games of him. I really just don't know much, but just looking over his champion pool, dude plays a ton of melee champions. Most played are Yasuo and Yone this season. Does not seem to do well on like more traditional stuff, like Orianna, and he's 0-4 on Karma this season, which is of note. I don't really have any context for this. Like, these numbers could just be like, oh, he picked those in good spots, or he was against good teams when he played Karma. I have no idea. I'm just full disclosure. I have no context to this whatsoever. But dude plays a ton of melee champions. I will say, when you have guys that play a lot of melee champions like this, overs tend to be a look. I didn't end up playing them because BLG, I think, have enough of a chance of just completely steamrolling this series that I don't want to expose myself twice to this. But I did play OMG map 1 plus 9.5 kills at minus 104 for 1.04 units, and the OMG money line on map 1 only at plus 400 for 0.2 units. There's an edge on this for the series price. I just don't ever see OMG actually beating Bilibili in a full series, but I think they could get game one. If you prefer to play this through the kill total overs instead of the spread and the money line, totally cool with that. I think that's fine too. It's kind of it's a strongly correlated play. I severely doubt OMG cleanly stomp a game one against Bilibili Gaming. I don't know. You know, Knights kind of had Angel's number over the years, so maybe that's why they're doing this. I don't know. But I don't know. I think it's worth taking a shot on OMG. But just know what you're signing up for here. Moving over to the LCK Week 9, Day 1. Patreon subscribers, I posted the power ratings and a couple thoughts on this. We're moving to patch 14.5 in the LCK today. That's the patch that the LEC and LCS have been on for 2 weeks now, and the LPL switched to in the middle of last week. This is the patch where the pace of play has gone up significantly in the other three major regions. That does not mean that it will in the LCK, but, you know, there's been a very significant uptick across the other three leagues on this patch. I think it's a chance we see that. I also want to point out that it is week 9. It's the final week of the regular season in the LCK. A lot of teams have nothing to lose. And a lot of teams are playing for playoff seeding, but not every team cares about that. A couple of these teams have locked in playoff positions. So I should note that Bilibili have locked a top 2 seed as well for that last match, which is another reason to maybe consider OMG. But anyway, back to the LCK here. It does not mean that you should just blind blanket play overs. It does not mean you should play every underdog. But you should kind of operate under the assumption that you might not get a game effort in certain matchups with certain teams that have certain things on the line. I think the LCK in general has a lot less shenanigans than the other leagues in the final week of the season. It has over the years. I have no idea why. Maybe it's just an attitude thing. I have no clue. But you should still kind of have that bias going into the final week, because there's a lot of huge prices. I think the first matches today are a good example of this. It's going to get put to the test immediately in day one here. All right, so DRX plus 21.19 on the money line, plus 1.5 mass at plus 368, minus 1.5 at plus 34.55. So 35-1 on the DRX sweep against Gen G, minus 5300 on the money line, minus 1.5 maps is at minus 500. These numbers are absurd. You're going to see that the next match as well is I'm going to read the next match too, because this handicap goes hand in hand with one another. We have Nongshim plus 1337, Leet on the money line plus 1.5 at plus 275, minus 1.5 at plus 2500 or so, T1 minus 2700, minus 1.5 is at minus 357. So two gigantic money lines here for the two best teams in the LCK. I know T1 are coming off of back-to-back losses, but they are against significantly better competition. This team is still very good. We just caught them at a good time. I should mention the Azir dynamic still in play for T1. It's not that Faker can only play Azir. That's far from the truth. The dude's got more champions played than any other player in history. But it's an important champion to the dynamic of that team, and they've kind of shown that they've struggled to adjust to not having it, and it's going to be disabled again this week, as far as I can tell. I think Gen G a little less vulnerable to that, but still matters there too. I think the Azir effect is kind of playing into a lot of these underdogs winning over the last like week or so in the LPL and the LCK. These Azir reliant teams. We saw it again this morning. Weibo are kind of an Azir reliant team as well with Xiaohu. It's a thing. It, you know, it's not like an entire handicap in itself, but it's worth noting. When you get huge prices like this, it's basically the books trying to avoid everyone and their mother playing the moneyline parlay for like T1 and Gen G. Like the moneyline parlay for this is like -700, and or it's like -1700. I'm sorry. I don't think it's like worth that. I'm actually going to put a few shekels. Like it's not going to be an official play for me. It's not going to be in the P&L sheet, but I am going to play a couple shekels on the double dog parlay and the double dog sweep parlay. And I actually think the double dog +1.5 is not bad for a small stake. You can get like 16-1 on it. I might actually make that an official play, but I'm just going to read these down because the handicap is the same for both of them. The kill totals for this have been suppressed to the point where these would be a play anyway, even on the last patch. This patch has been an uptick in kills. This is also week 9, loosey-goosey week 9. Nothing to lose for the dogs here who are both out of playoffs. And I believe, let me just double check. I think Nongshim might be in contention still mathematically. Nongshim are not eliminated, but they would basically need a miracle. Actually, no, I think... No, they are eliminated. They can't make playoffs. So, loosey-goosey. Gen G and T1 tend to play with their food. They're over teams anyway. I absolutely love kill total overs in both of these matches tomorrow. So, like, the model projected them for overs anyway. Frequency suggested they go over. We're getting a new patch where kill totals go over. And it's week 9. And we have two favorites that play with their food and their kill total over teams anyway. Now, DRX have been an under team, I'll admit. They have been a huge under team, 10-21 to the under in as underdogs. They're going under in more than 2/3 of their games, which is crazy. But their average total in those games is 22.5, which is, and we're getting 21.5 as the flat total. I still just love the over because Gen G tend to play with their food anyway. So do T1. So you have all these headwinds working in your favor. I played 1.5x stakes on all 4 maps, 1 and 2 for both series tomorrow. I'm just going to go ahead and read down these plays because the handicap is basically the same for both these matches. Let's see. Oh, so Gen G or DRX versus Gen G. I played map 1 and map 2 over 22.5 kills at +111, over 22.5 kills at +110 for 1.5 units each. I also played the DRX +1.5 maps at +368 for a quarter unit, the DRX money line at +2119 for 0.1 units, and the DRX -1.5 maps at +3455 for 0.05 units. In Nongshim T1, oh, another headwind. Both underdogs have side choice for this match. So just like, understand, like, obviously they're like -3,000 money lines. These are super long odds, but worth taking a shot at in sort of meaningless games. They're not entirely meaningless for T1 and Gen G, who are battling for top seeding still, but actually no, Gen G already locked in the 1 seed, but T1 are battling for a 2, so they might care more still. For T1 or Nongshim T1, I played map 1 over 24.5 kills at +118 for 1.5 units. Map 2 over 24.5 kills at +115 for 1.5 units. I played the Nongshim +1.5 maps at +275 for a quarter unit. The Nongshim money line at +1337 for 0.1 units. And the Nongshim -1.5 maps at +2543 for 0.05 units. Like I said, I will be sprinkling a little bit on these moneyline parlays and the +1.5 maps parlays and stuff. You can get like the +1.5 maps double dog parlay here is like a little under 17-1. I actually think that's probably worth a play. I'm gonna end up doing that in a parlay. I am gonna make that a play for 0.05 units officially. Because I think that one's actually very live. But that's it for tomorrow. Super lopsided slate. Hopefully the dogs get barking and we can make some coin here. I will be back tomorrow afternoon with another show for Thursday morning. Best of luck and have a good one.